Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For a full list of restaurants and more details, visit us at downtownmemphis.com or on Facebook. Sponsored by Coppola Winery and Old Dominic Distillery.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Who that? Who that? Hey, who that? Who that? Man, this what you've been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to with one and stay in home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate it, finger poke, whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated. That mean my table turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? Who that? I got that flame. Who that? Who that? I got that flame. Who that? Who that? I got that flame. So don't worry about, don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to your Friday. Hope it's a good one for you so far and that it continues to be on this October 30th. John, we are just 24 hours away. Be this time, well, no. Yes, that's exactly right. A little less than 24 hours now that we've crept past the 11 o'clock hour. Your University of Memphis football team will be looking to do what it's done quite a bit of since it's been a member of the AAC, and that's take care of the Cincinnati Bearcats. Now, this is a different Bearcats team, number 7 in the country, and we talked about it yesterday. Tigers looking for their first top 10 win since 1996. Yes, it's been that long. Could get it tomorrow against Cincinnati. Ryan Silverfield, John, not to steal your thunder, but he'll be joining us today.
Yes.
To talk about it ahead of the big game.
As Ryan Silverfield is doing toward the media car wash, as they call it.
And we appreciate him for it, don't
yes.
we?
Yes. He's going to join us at 12:25 today, and we'll talk to him about, the big game and the big weekend ahead for
big opportunity.
University of Memphis. Well, I'm going to ask him, how it makes him feel when Ross Tucker comes on here and talks about Memphis as running back U. If he feels that when he goes into these living rooms and things like that. So we will talk to Ryan Silverfield about the game tomorrow, the season, and where Memphis goes from here. All that and more with Ryan Silverfield at 12:25. Then at 1:25, Dari Noka is going to join us from ESPN and the SEC Network. We'll preview the college football season, the college football weekend with Dari. At 1:25. Some big news yesterday that we will get into with Dari. Trevor Lawrence.
Yes, this weekend
got
will not
the
include
Rona.
Him. It will not include him this
got
weekend.
Got the Rona. Just conveniently happens to be against Boston College, right? Good timing. If you're going to have to miss a game in the ACC, you might as well do it against Boston College. And so the good news for them, though, is they have a stud backup quarterback, a former five-star freshman.
Who's played a little bit this season, right, in mop-up duty?
Yeah, so it's not like there's going to be like this gigantic drop-off, talent-wise, from Trevor Lawrence to this backup. He just hasn't played. He's inexperienced. Mm-hmm. So they will be fine. What's interesting about this, and actually it's a good place to start on the show, is like, first of all, it reminds me of how far we have come in our perception of COVID. and how we think about it. I'm gonna be honest with you, and maybe this is just because I am just depraved and I am jaded by this entire thing. But when this all started, right, and I remember being in my room at home when Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell tested positive for COVID. I remember being mortified. You know, mm-hmm. I was like, I hope they're gonna be okay. I hope they're, you know, how's this gonna end? It was just a much more, back then, it was truly, right, novel and unknown. We know a lot more about it than we did back then. But compared to today, when I see Trevor Lawrence come down with COVID, it's more like, all right, let's see how he gets out there against Notre Dame. You know, like
– big difference. You're absolutely right.
It's not really stop you in your tracks news anymore. I mean, look at the way, for example, even in the NFL – when the NFL season began, I mean, we moved Titans and Steelers, and we had to postpone a couple other games because of COVID and things like that. And now, if a coach gets it, if a player gets it, like, we don't even blink anymore. They're not even postponing games anymore in the NFL if a guy gets COVID. The Raiders, had to sit out their entire offensive line.
Right.
We moved it up. They moved it up. They didn't move it back. They moved it up.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is amazing how we handle in the sports world, right? The way we handle COVID today is even from 2 months ago. Unless you're the Big Ten, like, you're just chugging right along with COVID. It's amazing how far we have come with that.
It feels like you're setting us up because you think that with Trevor Lawrence, at least Clemson is going to decide when he comes back more so than the
more so than
COVID or the tests or whatever else.
100%.
You sound cynical.
Oh, I am cynical about it. I would not be surprised if Trevor Lawrence is not actually showing symptoms. He says he is showing symptoms.
Oh, you getting all. Okay.
I got my tinfoil hat on.
You getting conspiracy theory, John Martin, over there on this one.
But because we know, November 8th, is a huge game for Clemson.
They got Notre Dame coming up. It's next Saturday.
If you're showing symptoms, you only have to sit out 10 days from the first day that you started exhibiting symptoms. And then there's a sort of reacclimation period after that. There's no timetable on that period. It could be 1 day, it could be 2 days, whatever. For a quarterback, it's probably much lower than
the
threshold.
It's the 7th. A week from Saturday is the 7th, that game against Notre Dame.
Yes. Yeah, 7th, sorry.
Anyway, that doesn't matter.
If you're symptomatic, you can return 10 days, I believe, after you start showing your symptoms. If you're asymptomatic, it goes by your first positive test.
See, right? I didn't realize that until you posed it to me this morning, that there's a difference there.
Yes, there is. And I think...
And there would be incentive for Clemson to say he's symptomatic when he's not. Now, I'm not saying
week.
He ain't. You're taking that ball and running with it.
I think we need to consider it. But you can say easily, he started showing symptoms before the positive test, which might have come on Wednesday or Thursday, right? And the symptoms started Tuesday. The symptoms started in December 2019, Jason. You know, I mean, you can say the symptoms started whatever the hell you want, and that would put him on course and on pace to return.
It was a Wednesday test is when he got the positive. Point is that Clemson...
He started showing symptoms Tuesday, I guarantee it.
Which has been very murky on when he started. They haven't said publicly when he started, possibly for a reason, to go along with John's thinking there.
Well, they're not going to. I mean, if they do say it publicly, I with every fiber of my being.
Well, then they're in a box.
They're good. It's gonna.
They can set the start of the 10-day, but just by saying this is when the symptoms start.
Because
they can set that.
The positive test was Wednesday, right?
Right. Which would still give him time.
Okay.
That said, to get back.
So that 10 days would be Saturday.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be the 10th day, and so that's murky.
Super
can you,
murky.
Can that you is, come back on the 10th day, or when you started showing symptoms? It's 11.
Well, and you wouldn't want
him back. There's no murkiness.
You would want some time with him before that big game, which obviously is going to, say a ton about how the rest of the season goes. Obviously, it's going to say a ton about the ACC, but going to say a ton, too, about the college football playoff, clearly, in that game. And you'd like to have him back early. That's it. I see where you're going with it. I think that's a dangerous game to play. But, one, I'm not going to sit here and act naive and think
that we can't put
some
it past,
aren't ready. Because,
because
again, with your best players like this, we wondered about this even going back to the season. Are people going to cut corners when it comes to their best?
Yep.
Are they going to contact Trace like they're supposed to? In this instance, do we truly believe that Trevor Lawrence hadn't been around anybody else?
Yep.
The Clemson is constantly put out that he lives by himself, and so he hasn't. But I can see the parameters for what you've set up here in terms of the incentive for Clemson to do this here. But I'm telling you, you're playing a dangerous game, man. You're playing a dangerous game if you're found out. And besides, wasn't Clemson supposed to – this thing was already supposed to have run its course through that entire team? Remember they had 60 guys early in preseason practice?
Yeah, that was my second thought. I was like, I thought the whole team already had. I guess Trevor was not part of that herd immunity group.
Conspiracy, no conspiracy, you think he's there against Notre Dame next Saturday?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I will put my mortgage on it.
Remember
he ain't missing Notre Dame.
You know, there's national championship, there's all that. There's also the Heisman. And Dabo wants that for Trevor Lawrence. There ain't no doubt about it. Trevor wants it, obviously, too. But Dabo wants it for Trevor. That's clear. He's kept him in games and to help put up numbers to get that. And here'd be the thing. You know, and we don't know how many games Justin Fields, the Big Ten's going to play, all that kind of stuff. But what we know is this. If he missed Notre Dame, too, if you miss back to – that could potentially hurt your hopes there for the Heisman. So there's that part of it, too. Obviously, national championship, all that, college football playoff at the top of the priority list. But he could be – I was going to ask Dari that. If again, I'm working from the assumption that he is going to have to sit out against Notre Dame because, again, John, you start faking the funk on when he had the symptoms, you're going to get into dangerous territory.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if he misses that game and BC this week, I don't know is he still in the race for the Heisman? It's gonna be hard to say. I mean, you've missed a lot at that point.
Well, I'm assuming he'll just come back in the game after that and throw for 700 yards, right? I mean, he'll just make up for lost time that way.
Yeah, but is that enough? You know, doing it against the scrubs is one thing.
Yeah.
You know, you need to do that against the number fours in the country as well.
But
if you miss that opportunity, it's going to hurt your chances. We've all got him as the front runner right now, but you miss two games, I think it brings you back a little bit.
I think he's going to be out there against Notre Dame on the 7th, so we shall see. It'll bear some monitoring, but I think he will find a way to get on the field. So that was the big story yesterday, and it's not a false positive like Nick Saban. I mean, he's said on his Twitter account that he is showing mild symptoms, so it is a different deal there with Trevor Lawrence. So anyway, that was the big story last night, and then you mentioned it. 24 hours from now, a huge Memphis football game, and again, we're gonna have Ryan Zimmerfield on the show at 12:25, and this is the kind of game where, you know, it's not College Game Day, so you don't have that sort of showcase, but you have a real opportunity to, you know, you've already knocked off UCF. First time you've done that since 1990, to really keep the gravy train going, right, and to sort of further cement your status in the for the most part, I think Memphis has done that, right. I think Memphis has they don't really have much left to prove when you're in a Cotton Bowl, when you're in a, you know, a New Year's Day Bowl, you've proven you belong, right. But you would like to prove that you belong even, you know, after Mike Norvell, right?
Yeah, that wasn't just a 1-year thing, winning the AAC title. You want to put these together.
Yeah, so this is sort of what that sort of feels like what's at stake for Memphis football this weekend is to, you know, new coach, you know, down however many playmakers are down, but it doesn't matter. And they're still going to be relevant, you know, in college football. That's what's at stake this weekend.
I'll be real honest with you. I didn't think they'd be at this point this season. And maybe it's just me guilty of letting go of the rope a little bit in terms of my belief in what this team could get accomplished, especially speaking of an AAC title. And it was, you know, sort of born in, well, look at what they've lost. I mean, you add on Coxey in front of the UCF game. My gosh, he's their leading receiver last year. You've already, you know, Gainwell's already opted out, the leading rusher from last year. You know, how are they going to do this? And, you know, you've missed weeks because of COVID and everything you've had to go through there.
Yep.
Then you sort of saw it play out against SMU, where the slow start really hurt you, and you saw the potential and the comeback, but you finished up short in really a game that you should have and could have won, and you're in a, you know, maybe you're in even a different spot now in terms of what they're saying about you nationally, right? I don't think there's any doubt about it if you beat SMU. But I didn't think that with what they've lost, they could go toe-to-toe with UCF, end up coming out of that game, as you mentioned, first time since 90 getting that one. I mean, you'd lost 13 straight to them. And I didn't think, frankly, that you'd be in this position tomorrow to have a chance to upset a top 10 team for the first time since to beat one for the first time since 96. Really didn't think you'd be here with everything they faced this season.
Yep.
And it's a credit to them, it should be said. It's an absolute credit to them to be in this spot. And we could sit here and go and say, well, they could be 3-0-2, but I'm telling you right now, sitting in the spot they're in, they get the win tomorrow, you're in the driver's seat in terms of in the AAC and having a chance again at an AAC championship game berth. You're really in that spot again. And that, to me, John, is the next level. We've talked about how Memphis has done this, and you say nothing left to prove, but you almost do. You have to do it year after year after year if you want to be what Memphis wants to be. And that's the best thing in the AAC,
yep.
The team that gets the benefit of the doubt, the best, frankly, in the group of five. And that requires putting these things together back to back.
It does.
Now, it's a unique opportunity, like we said, to do this through a coaching change.
Yep.
But UCF has been able to do that, and it's really on you now with a Cincinnati team that you've had their number for a while. Yes, they're physical. Yes, defensively. They are much better than you are defensively, but there's an absolute opportunity to win this because if you look at the numbers from an efficiency standpoint, they're better in two of the three phases than Cincinnati. Memphis has a top 15 offense in the country from an efficiency standpoint, and its special teams unit is better. Okay, I know Cincinnati's defense is top five, but you're better than them in two out of three phases, hypothetically. You just got to go out there and do it. And it's not like, again, you're going into some kind of crazy enemy territory where you're going to have a bunch of black and red-clad fans screaming at you. You're in a situation there where it's going to be like playing a neutral site game, essentially, because yep. They're only going to have family members and close folks to the program there. So there's an opportunity here. And with a quarterback like Brady White, who showed us, you know, stupid me, saying they couldn't beat UCF, you know, with all the weapons they'd lost, you got a quarterback like that believes like that, can make other guys believe, there's a chance tomorrow on national television to go out and get this done.
Let me ask you this, and it's going to seem, I think when I first say it, when I first present the question, I think it's going to seem crazy. But entertain it for me, if you would. Would it be, if Memphis wins tomorrow against Cincinnati, what are they, number 7 in the country?
Yes.
Would it be the biggest win in program history? I know it seems crazy for me to even ask that question, right? Like, it's just a game against Cincinnati. But I feel like you can easily make the argument that it is. Like, if Memphis, as a 6.5-point underdog on the road, and you mentioned no fans or anything like that, but, I mean, number 7 in the country in your league, right, would it be the biggest win in the history of Memphis football?
That's a hard sell because I had Jeff asking me today, if you beat Ole Miss or Tennessee this year, it still resonate more here locally.
Well, just
And I told him that, but I said, it would resonate locally, you'd have bragging rights.
Right.
But you ain't beating world beater Tennessee and Ole Miss teams there, so nationally, there wouldn't carry much relevance. Beating Cincinnati tomorrow is the thing that can get you on your way possibly to back-to-back AAC titles. And the key for Memphis right now is continue to beat out those UCF and Cincinnati. You want to be at the top of this thing
yeah. And
get that group of five benefit of the doubt that every year you're coming in ranked, no matter who your coach is or who your quarterback is. These are the games you got to win. Now, that said, it's hard for me to put it over even last year's AAC championship game. That got you to a Cotton Bowl right. That you're talking about,
but
you had a level.
You had to win that game.
Let's be real. You had to win that game to get there.
I guess
so right now,
answer.
That's biggest, yep. And I would probably still say even if you win tomorrow with what's still in front of you, that's still bigger at this point. Now, this can set up, obviously, what could still be a great run for Memphis through this thing
right. And
put together a second one. So maybe you get there eventually.
Yep.
But right now, I would still have to say it's Cincinnati last year. You beat them for the second time in a 7-game span because that got you the Cotton Bowl.
Victory.
I might give you that.
I mean, because here's the thing about the Tennessee victory, right?
I mean, let's be real. It's top 10. You haven't had many of these opportunities. We said it just 6 since Tennessee in 96.
It would be bigger than the Tennessee.
Yeah, 0-6
it would
at
be
all
bigger than the Tennessee win in
96. Well, you're not a fluke anymore.
Exactly.
That's all that. This can represent, obviously.
Because that Tennessee win didn't do anything for you.
It didn't, recruiting didn't all of a sudden
right. Flip
on its head, and you're top in your conference, all that. This can continue that and sort of keep you in that eye. It's like you point out with Ross Tucker. Oh, yeah, that's Memphis-Cincinnati. That's right. And Memphis is running back you. Keep doing this on national television tomorrow, being able to beat a Cincinnati, it's stuff like that keeps you on at the forefront of these guys' minds nationally.
But people will not be
It'll
printing out.
It'll be an
out.
Absolutely huge
people
win.
Will but. Not, it, but it's just so fascinating to me because people will not be printing out Jeff's column after the Tigers, if the Tigers beat Cincinnati tomorrow, and hanging in their homes. It just won't
we
resonate.
We were David back then.
Right.
And that's why you put
no,
that
you're
column
right. No,
up.
You're right.
That's why you put that column up, right? You're proud of it. David beat Goliath that day.
Yes.
But you're not David anymore. And this certainly isn't a David and Goliath matchup.
So
tomorrow it's much different.
Now, or who are they now?
I don't know if Memphis is trying to be that Goliath outside the Power Five, quite frankly. And but you're certainly closer to that now than you were, and that's why it's that story of David and Goliath, and that's why we hold it up. That's why Jeff's there to tell it to us in all those bathrooms and homes and man caves and everywhere else. But this, you're right. You wouldn't have that here, but it'd mean more.
It would
mean absolutely
more.
Be more to the program because you are in a much different spot than you were then.
No, some people that might be blasphemous like to hear, right? Oh, what do you mean beating Cincinnati? It would mean more than
this. This would absolutely be bigger for the program than that was then. Yep. It was big. It's great to tell the story, but we've said all week long, that was a fluke victory.
Yep.
There was no question about it. This would be the continuation of what you've sort of built.
Because you're exactly already. Right. I mean, you're talking about national stage once again, you know, top 10 opponent, something that you can actually – I mean, it provides a path to the title game if you win it. I mean, and then we get into, you know, New Year's Day Bowl talk again, repeating as
tomorrow
a
when ESPN
champion.
Talks about this game, they're going to lead on Cincinnati, and they're going to talk about how Cincinnati's CFP hopes.
Yep.
Can they be that darling? And if you can win that game, you steal all that. Now, Memphis, obviously, you've got a loss. You're in a different position. But to John's point, nationally, you beat Cincinnati. It's going to resonate nationally, right? A win over an Ole Miss or a Tennessee, with all due respect, in this year would resonate locally. Be great. Bragging rights. Hey, Lane, we got you. Hey, you know, fighting for hey, Tennessee, we showed you. Y'all scared to play. That'd be fun around here. But it means a whole lot more if Memphis can beat Cincinnati for that program in terms of keeping this thing going, John, and continuing to build. Because you've always brother got something to prove. Because if you're not proving it, you're falling off.
Yep. So that's what's at stake in the Memphis football game tomorrow against Cincinnati. Actually, a lot. You win this game and it changes your season. It just does. And if you lose the game, you know, there kind of goes your season. I mean, you can still make a bowl and have a perfectly respectable season. But in terms of, you know, achieving, getting back to you know, the championship game, that's probably all but dead with a loss tomorrow. So we shall see. It's a big one. It's a big one on the road.
Yeah, Cincy's had this one circled for a while.
They have. They absolutely
That's the thing you got to know about them.
When we come back, lots more to come. We're getting some clarity on what the NBA season might look like.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that Kim Kardashian hologram that Kanye West was nice enough to put together for her and maybe sort of have a discussion about, you know, if we could have our own sort of sports hologram, who we would
bring
back.
Man, that thing was freaky.
It was freaky, and then you start to, like, think about it, and it was not so freaky, in my opinion. It was actually, there are some parts of it that I could have done without, right? but I thought that it was a hell of a gesture, and if that happened for you, you know, if Faith got some holler, first of all, because you have to consider, man, the thought that went into this, first of all, to even put together something like this is crazy sweet. And then, like, the actual contents and the spectacle of it. I mean,
sound like Kanye wooed you.
It was a mind-bending deal, man. It was a mind-bending deal. And so maybe we'll get into that a little bit later in the show. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, Tennessee, sports betting's almost here, and FanDuel Sportsbook's giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. You heard that right. They're giving you $50 in free site credit to register, verify early, no deposit required. You can use that free site credit to bet on a team like the Bears if you like. I don't know about them, though. They've got much more to prove. FanDuel is America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports and a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and then to lock it in. The hope is you're going to be able to do that on Sunday. And unlike other sports books, once you win, FanDuel gets you that cash in as little as 24 hours because that's the way it's supposed to be. And the thing you're supposed to do right now is download that app so that you're ready for this weekend. The FanDuel Sportsbook app is fantastic. Check it out for yourself. I've downloaded it. It's very easy to use, even as a first-timer when it comes to this. I found it very easy to use and am looking forward to doing it weekly. Just be sure to sign up and register. When you do, use the promo code JSmith so they know that we sent you. Just simply JSMITH. When you verify your account, you'll get that $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. That's promo code JSmith to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. You can make that first bet on FanDuel. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Enjoy Mexican cuisine with today's Perks Deal. Half off $50 to margaritas. From downtown to Atoka, there's a margaritas near you. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Jeep Adventure Days and Ram Power Days are rocking at Gulf. Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on Covington Pike. And guess who's got number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal among mass market brands? We Gossett! 2020 Jeep Cherokee Latitude IIHS top safety pick. $21,560 or $275 a month. Or get muscle with 2020 Dodge Challenger XST with best in-class cargo volume. $24,348 or $314 a month. Plus get ramped up in a 2020 Ram 1500 Classic Crew Cab 4x2. We Gossett at $388 a month. Drive past the rest. Come to the best. Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat 1901 Covington Pike. Online, GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we Gossett and Gossett Motor Cars.
Ranked by J.D. Powers IQS and Appeal Studies. All 75 months at 4.11 APR. $3,500 down. Must finance through Chrysler Cherokee. LD 643160. MSRP 28190. Challenger LHS 214740. MSRP 31180. Ram LG 293.29. MSRP 37855. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695. Excludes tax title and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11-1-2020 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
My trip to Israel last year profoundly changed me. I traveled from Gethsemane, where Christ prayed, to Mass on the Sea of Galilee. I went to Bethlehem to see where he was born, and then to his tomb, where he rose from the dead. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan, but it was a place at the Sermon on the Mount where we were taught the Beatitudes that gave me a renewed sense of purpose, to always protect the hopeless, the helpless, and the powerless. Those principles are why I used my good fortune to help build the Morgan & Morgan Hunger Relief Center at Second Harvest, and why we have spent millions of dollars to raise the minimum wage in Florida. My purpose today is different than when I first started. My firm has been my ministry after my brother Tim was hurt. Never did I think we would become the largest injury firm in the world, but here we are, and we are here for you. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Morgan & Morgan, for all God's people.
Free background information available upon request.
Mr. Clean.
Most people know that Mr. Clean Magic Eraser removes crayon and scuff marks from walls, but did you know it even cleans tough kitchen and bathroom messes that are sometimes tough to tackle? Just wet, squeeze, and erase gray soap scum on your bathtub. Erase cloudy hard water spots in your shower. Erase burnt on stovetop messes. So for all your tough kitchen and bathroom messes, try Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean.
If your car won't start, it might be a battery issue. Visit AutoZone for free battery testing, free battery charging, and a huge selection of car batteries starting at $79.99. It's just part of what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
If you knew that making one call could help you get the Medicare coverage you need, wouldn't you do it? I did. In one call to United Healthcare, I learned I could combine my Medicare coverage into a single plan for little or no extra money. With the AARP Medicare Advantage Plan from United Healthcare, I get more coverage than original Medicare, like prescription drugs, dental and vision coverage, and 24/7 virtual doctor visits, all for a $0 copay. Plus, it's the only plan with the AARP name. So make that one call to United Healthcare at 1-800-ADVANTAGE. That's 1-800-ADVANTAGE.
Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th. Call United Healthcare now at 1-800-ADVANTAGE. Paid actor portrayal, benefits, and availability may vary by plan and location. $0 cost share for in-network preventive dental care. Specified services only. Additional vision charges may apply for out-of-network items and services. United Healthcare Insurance Company pays royalty fees to AARP for the use of its intellectual property. AARP and its affiliates are not insurers. AARP does not employ or endorse agents, producers, or brokers.
All of the lights.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Have you heard? Legal sports bets coming to Tennessee soon. I had no idea. Did you guys know this? Might have slipped under your radar, but sports are back. Just imagine how much more fun watching the game is going to be when you have some skin in the game. Best way to get in on the action is with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. They're bringing their experience as a leader in daily fantasy sports and the sports betting world. They've created America's top-rated sportsbook app, DraftKings.
Sports Book. Right now, you can get involved with some free contests. You can enter today with thousands of dollars still up for grabs. They're easy to play. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, go to pools, and choose from a wide variety of contests for an opportunity to win cash prizes. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code WMFS when you sign up. Those who sign up right now will get a free $50 bet to use once mobile sports betting hits Tennessee. That's code WMFS only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Jason, did you know sports betting was coming to Tennessee?
Yes, was actually where. Okay. Heard about that.
I honestly had no idea.
And
this is the first I've heard.
The hope is we won't just be saying coming by next week. We'll be saying here.
No, it's a potential game changer. I was actually with a friend, a good friend, yesterday. I don't want to say any names, but they're actually starting a sports book. A good buddy of mine is starting a sports book here in Tennessee.
Man, you roll with some high rollers.
And they had, so it was very interesting. They had all the documentation, which there is a ton, right? There's a huge checklist for things that you have to check off before you even think about starting a sports book.
Brad, call the FBI.
Well, you have to.
Just making sure all this is on the up and up that you're doing over there.
Start a sports book, you got to be, like, you can't be no felon and start a sports book. I mean, you just can't. They do an FBI background check, an FBI, not like a little, you know, I'm applying to work at Walgreens. Let me just make sure I got nothing on my record. Like, the FBI gets involved when you're starting a sports book. How about this? You have to apply. And when you apply, you have to pay $50,000. Not $50, $50,000 just to apply. And by the way, that's non-refundable. So if you don't get accepted,
if the application is denied, I lose my
$50,000. You lose the $50,000 off top. That's it.
Well, first of all, I'm assuming those that can pay that.
Well, sure.
Right?
But yes.
It's a drop in the bucket to them. They're willing. Because, again, this is a level that that I'm not going to be able to relate to. Brad, yeah, but we are not going to believe. Yeah, this is a different level. So that person must be that person's okay with losing 50 if you're obviously
right
and is ready to, but wouldn't expect to. I would hope.
So for those of you who are listening and you thought that, oh man, Tennessee sports betting, it's coming. I can start a sports book and I'll just get rich. Their starting number in terms of cash they have to get this thing off the ground is $750,000. Like, and that's just to get it off the ground. And that's not That's not even talking about.
Well, you're schooling me because I figured all I needed was the money. Like we talked about, just being, you know, hey, I made some money. Here, I made a ton of money. I want to start one on my own. I gotta clear it through the FBI. I gotta do all this.
You gotta have at least $750,000,
and have the cash to back it up.
Yep, and you gotta have the cash, and you gotta have more than that. To be quite honest with you,
better have a lot more than that.
Because if you have a bad weekend, right?
Well, and you gotta market it
100%
because you're gonna have.
You gotta pay marketing.
We are well aware of the marketing stakes here. So,
by the way, if you're gonna compete with those big dogs,
if you want to market here.
This particular sports book wants to be our title sponsor when they launch.
Hey,
and I
bring them on.
And I told him, I said,
call Dan Barron, man.
Hey, we got an opening for you, brother. We got an opening. But it is such a fascinating, because I don't think there are many states right now that have legalized sport. I think Tennessee, are they not one of the first?
Yeah, there's others already. New Jersey, I think, is in the mix.
Jersey,
obviously,
yep.
Vegas, yep. You know, and some.
But
of these.
One of the first.
Yeah, yeah. You're right.
And it's brilliant. Why wouldn't
great.
You? I mean, think about the tax revenue. Think about the opportunities you
it's
create.
Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia.
Yeah.
Okay.
As of this minute.
So one of the first.
Well,
and you come in, coming in Sunday, whenever it is.
Yeah.
On a much lower level, I've told you guys this story off the air, but I can tell it on the air because it's relevant to the conversation of gambling. And this is a big topic, by the way, because people are in their homes watching sports.
Absolutely.
And they can gamble. I gambled on that TwinSpire app this summer. I told you all that.
Yep.
In Illinois, they have the slot machines now in the local bars, the Moose Clubs, the VFWs. The actual slot machines are in bars. And then the taxes are extraordinary.
Yep.
Because you're not screwing around with these casinos. You're going to your local VFW and the city's getting a cut.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The county's getting a cut. Everybody's getting a cut of that dollar or $2 you put in that machine. I had friends who, I told you, started coffee shops with these little machines in there.
Yep.
And like they're pulling down big scratch doing this stuff. Well, that'll come to Tennessee eventually. I tell you, we didn't get the riverboat thing down there by the landing, you know, where we got the pyramid, but I think that'll come at some point. You watch.
Well, like to me,
it's like marijuana.
To me, here would be like my goal for Tennessee would be this. you've legalized sports betting, right?
Mm-hmm.
How far behind are we on casinos?
Right.
You know, like, how far behind are we? And like, what I would do, honestly, here's what I would do. It's an idea I've had. It'll probably never happen because of the laws. But if I could, I would find a partner, okay? And I would create this sort of one-stop shop. It would be a card room slash gambling hall where you could bet on sports and you could also play cards. And it would, you know, you could drink and you could eat, you could do all this stuff. And I just open it up. And I think, I mean, as a fan, right, I would go to a place like that all the time. You know, and we just don't have that in Tennessee.
I do think they're going to be less physical.
You could have it at the Coliseum. You could do it
there. Yes, yeah, we could
put it in the Coliseum. Great idea.
I mean, yeah.
Everybody's got an idea for that.
It can't be that much. I mean, we got to find some.
I think there's going to be less physical structures, though, honestly, John. I know they're building down there at Southland. They got that huge addition they're rolling out over there.
Yeah, they're booming over there.
Oh, my God. Southland is, and they've, you know, Tunica's, you know, they probably cut out of Tunica a little bit after those floods in those late 2000 and whatever.
There's no doubt they have.
They cut into Tunica. But I think less physical structure. Because all you need is capital for this, and
true.
You don't have to build anything.
No, it's
true. Roll out cash.
And people probably are less motivated, right, to leave their homes in this day and age anyway. So hopefully that will change. But anyway, I thought that was interesting. You know, just
it is interesting.
Hearing the sort of everything that goes into it, man. Everything that goes into, you know, having to start a sports book. You can't just do it. You can't just decide, okay, I'm gonna start a sports book. I'm going to get rich. No, dude, you got to have $1 million. And on top of that, you mentioned the marketing, and I'm not just saying this because we do a radio show. Like FanDuel, DraftKings, BetMGM, others. What separates you from them? Because, I mean, as a casual person, right, my incentive would be, all right, they're a corporation. They've been doing this for, you know, 5-6 years. I feel safe knowing that my money's going to come back to me. They're a business. They're established. You have to separate yourself somehow, some way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It'd be tough for whoever you got there.
You can only do that through advertising.
Compete with a big dog.
Yeah, and they mentioned, like, you know, I don't know what the laws are on incentives, you know, promotions you can throw in there, tickets, things like that. I mean, they got to figure that out. That's how you could do it.
Can you put an individual name on the brand? There's a question. I don't want to speculate on who your friend is.
Yeah.
I would think that would be a differentiator.
You can.
Because
you can.
DraftKings is obviously a corporation. FanDuel sounds like a corporation.
Yep.
MGM, that's a casino company.
Yeah. No, you're right.
I think you're on to something. I think there is probably a way, and that might be one of them.
No, you're right. No, I mean, if there is somebody, if it's like an athlete or somebody like that, who...
That's what I'm saying. Like
that,
the marketing person
that would be a
is
way to
the
do it.
Front. Yeah.
Now, that's not what's happening
I got you.
Here. But yes, I mean, that would be certainly one way to do it. So it'll be interesting to see how many... Because, by the way, it's not just Memphis you're operating. I mean, they're trying to go to Nashville and Knoxville and things like that. I mean, it's a statewide deal. You don't want to just limit your revenue to the city of Memphis. So
Saw where BetMGM's got, like, Jamie Foxx doing those
commercials
I saw that
in front
too.
Of the Bellagio. Man, they are flooding. That's what I'm saying. You're talking about this. You won't be able to hear sports talk radio or really talk sport without this somehow intersecting.
Yes.
Because this is going to be so convenient for everybody, and everybody's going to have their favorite app to place, but, you know, to do their books.
Yeah. I saw the MGM
exactly
one on 40 by Summer. It was over 40 Summer,
they're
that area.
That money.
They had a huge Jamie Foxx billboard over there, and it looked hot. I mean, it was like a good-looking logo. You know, he's up there in a suit. It's like, man, I need to get on that. You know, it's, everybody's trying their thing. And
BetMGM's available in 6 states so far. I mean, that, you know.
Wow.
I gave Tennessee credit, man, because they did.
They didn't wait on this one like casinos, right?
No doubt. And they did the Hope Scholarship, right, the lottery. I mean,
yeah, they got on that.
So, I mean, there are ways where if you're smart about it from a government standpoint, it can actually benefit. I mean, I went to school on the Hope Scholarship. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that, I got that. And that's only because we started doing the lottery here in Tennessee. I mean, it paid for a lot of my school, man. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for degenerate gamblers because – they helped fund my college education.
Yeah.
You know, it matters.
Do it responsibly.
It matters.
Yes.
But anyway, listen. If I was, if it was, I think hopefully it goes live Sunday, right?
That is the word.
Sports betting does go live on Sunday. We actually have a pretty sneaky good slate.
Yes, we do.
Of NFL games, and the game of the week, obviously, is the baptism by fire. Pittsburgh, undefeated Pittsburgh. The greatest team in the history of the NFL. That's right.
Man, sound like a Steelers fan now.
Don't sneer. Don't sneer over there, Mike Tomlin.
After 45-20, you've just adopted them. We know how you love to wax poetic about Tomlin.
Sunday will be a very sad day for me because it gives you license to change your profile picture if you wish.
Yeah, it'll be done then.
Will you change it or will you keep it?
I'm changing
it.
You think I'm keeping Tomlin?
It's been a good week for you.
I paid off my bet.
It's been a good week for you, man. Mike Tomlin's a good look on you. And everybody, just accepts Well, Jason Smith loves Mike Tomlin, wants to change his profile picture in his honor.
Jason, not betting on the Titans or Steelers this week. Going to be changing that Abby back.
You know, Baltimore is a 3.5-point favorite in this game. I'm surprised by that. I'm a little surprised by that. Just because Pittsburgh is undefeated, it feels like nobody believes in the Steelers. And, I mean, you've already talked about that. You've made this point. Lamar has not looked great either throwing the ball.
Like the worst, if not the worst, passing game in the NFL.
Yeah,
statistically.
I mean, he's still the same guy athletically. Like, he can still bust a 60-yard run on you. But I guess he hasn't really been put in situations where he has to really take over the game through the air. This might be one of those games. I like Pittsburgh in this game. They're undefeated. I like them certainly to cover, at least.
To me, Baltimore got more on the line than the Steelers do. Baltimore's got to prove it. That's the thing. They haven't been able to do it in the playoffs. You got to prove that you can beat the best teams, even in getting to the playoffs. Teams like the Steelers, clearly. And that defense is there. Run game not as effective as it was last year, but still, let's be real, super dynamic. The thing that's missing, the thing with all the question marks around it, is the passing game.
Yep.
Nobody knows that better than the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's one of the best defenses in football.
Yep.
And so, really, for me, the test is for Baltimore. Can you prove that you're one of the elite this season? Because I think the Steelers have already proven.
Yep.
And them losing on the road to Baltimore isn't some sign that the Steelers team isn't ready. This is a Baltimore team you can lose to. I would like to see Ben Roethlisberger, though, be great. He hasn't had to be pretty much all season long. And if they're going to go deep in the playoffs, he's going to have to be at some point. I think he's capable, but we haven't seen it yet.
I'm going to steal from Jeff.
He had 3 picks last week.
Here's an NFL big fact for you. Pittsburgh is the 7th team in the Super Bowl era to get more than 3 points as an underdog with a 6-0 or better outright record.
Interesting.
Just the 7th team. That's why I'm a little shocked. I'm a little surprised that they're getting 3.5.
Well, last time that they were the league's last unbeaten, they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So, anyway, that is the baptism by fire game of the weekend. You got Vikings at Packers. Obviously, this is just another opportunity for Aaron Rodgers to assert his dominance over that division. As you know, I expect him to do that. Green Bay is a 6-point favorite. Minnesota's going to score. I mean, we know they're going to do that, but they're just not very good. They're just not a very good team. So I expect Aaron Rodgers
to roll.
I expect them to roll in this game. Tua makes his debut as a starting quarterback, and it's a tough one. It's a big ask of Tua Tagovailoa because he gets Aaron Donald and the Rams pass defense, which, of course, includes Jalen Ramsey. The Rams are a 3.5-point favorite. I think they roll in this game. I mean, I think Tua's going to be fine for the course of his career. I think he's going to be a good quarterback. He's got talent. Seems to have, a good head on his shoulders. But I think he gets steamrolled in this one, unfortunately.
My thing is be careful what you ask for here. You guys heard me last week, sort of changed my mind on this. At first, it's like, what are you doing? You guys are 3-3. You got a chance to win the AFC East. You're still in contention for that division. What are you doing? Fitzpatrick's got a top 10 QBR in the league. But then you come to knowing all that and still making the change. Maybe this was the plan all along. That's sort of where I've gone back to. That said, you got to be careful here because, as John said, you're going against one of the best in this Rams front. Aaron Donald, I saw it last week. They're good. They get pressure on the quarterback. They'll get pressure on Tua. And here's the thing. Everybody around the Dolphins organization says he's so smart. He gets it. He knows it all. We're going to find out against, just how smart and how quick he can be against this Rams front. So baptism by fire, like you said, sort of for Tua, no question about it. I think he shows well, but Rams win. They're rolling right now.
Pats at Bills. How about this? Here's another big fact for you. With the Bills being a 3.5-point favorite, this is only the first time New England has been an underdog in a division game since Week 2 of 2015. It has been that long since New England has been an underdog in a division game in 5 freaking years. Plus, that's how long it's been. They lost Edelman. That news came out yesterday. Cam, I assuming he's still the guy there.
One of the worst games of his career.
He has nobody to throw to. I mean, I expect the Bills to get to him. I like the Bills in this game. And I like the Bills in this game by a pretty decent margin. I think Josh Allen sort of gets his revenge on all the times that New England has kicked his ass.
Have you seen Cam this week?
I have not seen
some of the interviews. Even Jeff Garcia. Yet you mentioned that part. Even Jeff Garcia, when he criticized him on some of it, Cam was like, he's right. he has been a different Cam all week long, and I'm not sure if it's the fan mail he's getting or the criticism he's getting nationally or what it is. Yeah, fan mail from folks in New England. Sounds like he's been opening the letters and reading them because he's been all this week. This is unacceptable of me. Cam's got to be better. I can't stink it up. It's a different Cam than we've ever heard before. Usually you get the Cam that's Superman that believes he can always get it done. But this was a Cam that was self-deprecating and almost had sounded like he had some of his own doubts. But realizing his back is against the wall, I say all that to say, Belichick going to put together a plan with that man coming off the worst game of his career.
Wow.
They're going to play the Bills well.
Wow.
The Bills struggled with the Jets to start last week.
They did. They only got 6 field goals. That's how they – I mean, they had 18 points. That's all they got. They couldn't muster a touchdown.
The Patriots have disappointed me all year long. They're 2-4.
They're going to do it again.
If they lose this one, it's over. Patriots win.
Wow. All right, moving on.
I know Jeff doesn't want to hear it, but it's going
to
happen.
Moving on to Jets Chiefs. Not much really needs to be said about this one, although I do want to point out some comments from Chiefs defensive tackle Chris Jones. Chris Jones said yesterday – that's a very good football team. People forget that because they haven't won a game. Folks, forget a COVID test. We got to get Chris Jones a drug test, man. What is he talking about? The Jets are a very good football team? They're horrible. They have no future there.
KC's almost a 20-point favorite in that game, aren't
yes.
they?
Yes.
Hard to play up your opponent.
You know, if Chris Jones is eligible to play, thanks to a positive drug test, I'm assuming, then I expect the Chiefs to absolutely roll in this game. This is – you called this a cheeky game. You called this next one a cheeky, fun, little sneaky
game.
I'm
glad you finally got around to it. I'm wondering if you're just avoiding these guys.
Raiders-Browns. Now, who would have thought that this game would actually mean something by the time we get, into week 8 or wherever the hell we are
week
now.
Week 8.
But Raiders at Browns. Browns are a 2.5-point favorite. I don't think the Browns are very good, especially without Odell Beckham Jr. I think the Raiders win this game straight up. I do. I mean, they have Kareem Hunt. He'll probably have 250 yards on it. But we're a fundamentally sound team. I think this might be the Henry Ruggs week. I believe it. We will achieve it.
You know I'm rooting against you. The narrative will be testing. You've heard it all week long. Baker Mayfield going to be better without Odell Beckham Jr. because he won't have Odell begging him for targets and saying, hey, Baker, what you doing? Well, now's the chance to go out and prove it because I think Baker and that offense may slick believe it. Jarvis Landry, I figure his fantasy value, John, going up through the roof. So I appreciate
enjoy
your release of him
enjoy
in
those
our fantasy
six
league.
A game.
Who else is he going to target? You realize him and Odell's targets were only separated by like 3 or 4.
Yeah, he's going to start throwing a like
something targets, and Odell had 40-some targets. Landry going to go up. Browns going to get the win with Baker Mayfield leading the way.
You really think the Browns are going to be 6-2?
Y'all,
you don't think that.
No.
You don't think that.
Don't come in here and act like your defense isn't one of the worst in the NFL. Right there at
it's
the bottom.
Awful.
Okay.
Henry Ruggs week.
You think Baker Mayfield's scared of that?
Henry Ruggs
his
week.
His mind will be clear. No Odell Beckham Jr. in his ear. Brown's going to roll over the Raiders. Can't wait to see you Monday.
All 6 Raiders games this season have gone over the total, just so you know. So it could be a very high-scoring affair.
I can see that.
Raiders and Browns. Colts-Lions. This is the IDGAF game of the week. I just don't care.
Yeah, don't touch it.
It doesn't matter to anything or anybody or anyone, including the teams that are playing in this game. Titans-Bengals.
I mean, the Colts are 4-2.
Titans-Bengals. Listen, the Titans should take care of business, right? I mean, they're favored by 5.5. The Bengals are not good. I mean, they put up yards, and Joe Burrow's probably going to get some touchdowns, but I don't really see a way that the Titans lose this game. They're just better than the Bengals.
Classic trap game.
Stop.
Because I know those Titans are looking ahead to November 8th when one of the best teams in the NFC, really they're fraudulent, but record-wise they are, come into Nashville. That's the Chicago Bears. John, Titans looking ahead to the Bears. Joe Burrow going to get the upset win.
You're calling it, really?
Yes.
The Titans lose 2 in a
Joe
row?
Joe Burrow get the upset win in
wow.
Cincy.
I will say that.
I hate it because I'm rooting for the Titans, but it's going to happen. This is a classic trap right here. Titans defense is not good.
It's not. It's not. And I will say that this is exactly the kind of game that the Titans do typically
I'm telling
lose.
You.
I mean, because that's what they get up for the
I don't want it
ones.
To happen, Titans fans, but I'm worried for you. You'll show a lot better against the Bears at home on November than you will in this one. I'm worried about this game because of your defense, and Burrow throws the ball around the field.
The Bengals are tied for the most sacks allowed this season.
They've allowed 28. I think it's going to be a long day for Joey B. I mean, I think this is the game where, you know, Jadeveon Clowney needs to prove himself.
The Titans couldn't get a sack on Ben Roethlisberger. He holds the ball forever. Makes you think all of a sudden
true.
The floodgates are going to open
great.
Up? That's part of the issue with the Titans.
Chargers, Broncos, who cares? Justin Herbert's the truth, though. Justin Herbert is the truth. I do like that kid.
He's a big beast.
Why are all the quarterbacks in our division good? It's just ridiculous. Every single year, there's always – it's just hard. It's hard in the NFL. Niners, Seahawks, expect Russell Wilson to get back on track here. Seahawks are a 3-point favorite.
I'll roll with that. No Debo for the Niners. Their injury list is just getting longer and longer.
Did you realize that Seattle is 13-4 against the spread against San Francisco since 2012? I mean, they have pretty much owned the 49ers since 2000, at least against the spread. I did not know that. Saints, Bears, how you feeling, man?
Not well, because it looks like Keyshawn dropped a hint on us this morning. Sounds like Michael Thomas is going to play.
Yeah. I think. But you guys are solid against the pass, though. I mean, you can take him out. Take him out of the game. At least limit him as much as you can.
You're not going to stop Michael Thomas with something to prove. And Drew Brees having his guy back. Guy probably going to have 13, 14 targets. He's going to hurt us. You can run on the Bears. So watch out for Alvin having a monster game.
Yep.
I joked, we're one of the best teams in the NFC by record, but clearly the Bears showed it last week. They're not ready to compete at a high level. Saints get the win.
For some reason, we are getting Cowboys-Eagles on Sunday Night Football. Don't know
why. It's
supposed
to be a good game.
But we are. I mean, they might be rolling out Ben DiNucci out there, bro. I mean, they might be rolling out.
Sounds like they will be. Dalton sounds doubtful. Doubtful.
That is going to be a long night. That is going to be a long night for the Dallas Cowboys. The Eagles are favored by 10. This is the first time ever, a little more betting nuggets for you. This is the first time ever that the Cowboys have started 0-7 against the spread. And it is one short of the longest winless streak against the spread to start a season over the last 20 seasons. Oakland in 2003 failed to cover in each of its first 8 games of the season. The Raiders are absolutely terrible. I don't know why I'm a fan. And then Bucks Giants. Again, Tom Brady is
my probably worst Monday Night Football game we'll get all year.
Yeah, but you have Brady, though. You have Brady on one side. So you know he's going to kill the Giants because he hasn't forgiven them, over Eli's ring. So I think Tom Brady's going to have 400 yards passing.
It'll be all business because Tom won't let them have a trap game. They got a big one next week looking at a revenge game against the Saints.
Yep. So
no letdown.
Nice slate overall. Some really interesting games. Unfortunately, the televised ones, right, nationally aren't particularly great, but there's some good games this weekend for sure. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come. Get you the update on the NBA season, how many games are going to be played. Players are pushing back. We'll get into that. Hologram, all that and more on the other side. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
2020 has already been scary enough. This weekend on 92.9 FM ESPN, Scary Good Sports. Saturday, Mississippi State taking on Alabama, the Crimson Tide. Coverage beginning at 6 p.m. live on 92.9 FM ESPN. Sunday, NFL Titans and Bengals at noon.
Memphis in the Mid-South, smart speaker sports station. Simply say, play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from radio.com.
You get to choose at Gossip Kia on the Pike. Right now, take your pick from 2021 Kia Forte or 2020 Kia Soul. $149 a month lease, 36 months. Plus the all-new 2021 Kia K5 with more passenger cargo headroom and legroom volume than Toyota Camry. Plus a warranty that blows Toyota away with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Now $189 a month lease, 36 months. And get 2020 K900, $10,000 off MSRP. So get your Kia on at Gossip Kia 1900 Covington Pike or shop 24/7 KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J and he'll put you in a new Kia today.
Leases $3149 due at signing. Zero security deposit. Excludes ACQ fee $10,000 per year. 20 cents excess mileage. $650 acquisition fee. Forte ME275992 MSRP $20,510. Sol L706-3372 MSRP $21,885. K5 MG003199 MSRP $25,725. K900 MSRP $65,610. L602697. L602120. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11/1/2020. Dealer stock only. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. Kia.com or retailer for details.
Hey, Tennessee, sports betting is almost here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. You heard that right. They're giving you $50 in free site credit to register and verify early. No deposit required. FanDuel is America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports and a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for, then lock it in. And unlike other sportsbooks, once you win, FanDuel gets your your cash in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. But right now, the right thing for you to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and check out their fantastic app for yourself. I've got it. Just be sure to sign up and register using promo code JSmith so they know I sent you. When you verify your account, you'll receive $50 in free site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. That's promo code JSmith to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Until she went to Triumph Bank the other day, Naya had never set foot in a bank. Naya just graduated from Freedom Prep. She's been a big part of the inner city rugby program. Naya started making a little money from her job at Girls Inc., but she didn't even have a checking account. And that's where Triumph Bank stepped in to help. They set Naya up with a checking account and her very first debit card. They showed Naya how easy it is to do their online banking with their mobile app. Not only that, the folks at Triumph decided to work with Inner City Rugby to teach more young people like Naya about financial literacy so they can feel more confident and can start to build brighter financial futures for themselves. Naya is the first of dozens in the program who will benefit from Triumph's personal touch. You can benefit too, of course. Triumph offers that same personal touch to everyone who steps through their doors. So go to their website at triumphbank.com. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
I'm Nora O'Donnell in Washington, D.C. This is the moment. The role of a journalist is to open the window into another world of experience. I feel an incredible responsibility. We have to make sure that we're right, that we're fair, but also bring Americans a greater understanding and hopefully bring Americans closer together. That's why I wanted to become a journalist.
The CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell. Weeknights on CBS. This is the
moment. Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station. And suddenly, to my surprise,
the Monster Mash. The Monster Mash. It was a graveyard smash. He did the mash. It caught on in a flash. He did the Monster Mash. From my
laboratory. With love, Memphis Group of Remax experts. Look, the buying and selling process when it comes to your home can be kind of scary.
Ooh, but it never is.
And you're going with the Live Love Memphis team. They're licensed in Tennessee and Mississippi. They make it all really easy. Take the stress out of the situation. They know the market better than anybody else. They can help you get top dollar for your home. Inventory is low. So while it might feel like a scary time right now to be moving and making a big life decision, it's actually probably the best thing for you because, again, you can get top dollar for your home right now. Email them, info@livelovememphis.com.
Doesn't have to be a spooky time.
Ooh, the puns, man, the puns.
Call them up, 901-410-8818. Nothing scary about Jennifer Carstensen and her team. Quite frankly, they're going to tell you all the right things to do like they did for me 2 years ago. I was scared, frightened. You know, I'm trying to sell a house I think I'll never sell. What do I need to do? Jennifer Carstensen and her team made it very simple for me. Had my home on the market very quickly. It sold within 6 days. You are in a better market as a seller than I was 2 years ago. A much better market. You're going to get more than you think you can, but you got to be with the right group to do that. Got to spend correctly, too, in terms of the things that you'll be able to, in terms of the directions and what you need to fix up before you put it on the market. Need someone that can tell you the right things. Again, that's Jennifer Carstensen. Call them up, 410-8818. It's the Live Love Memphis group at RE/MAX Experts. They're at livelovememphis.com.
All right, so Halloween is on Saturday. Jason, any plans? You going to take CJ to a
trunk or treat deal, or are you going to deprive him?
You already nailed it, man. Boy, we're getting pretty boring, that Smith household. You nailed it. That's what I told Jeff. It's just not me going. It's going to be Faith taking him to the trunk or treat.
What is the costume choice of this year? I know your church don't let him. He doesn't like to be the ghouls and goblins, so we know he's not going to be Freddy or Jason or anything like that. So was he going to be like a little cherub, like a little angel, you know, have his little booty out?
Fool.
What's he going to be?
A little booty out. You think he's Prince, fool?
I mean, that's a good idea for a costume, Prince.
What?
Yeah, I like Prince.
This man said, is CJ going to have his booty out like Prince?
Like a little angel.
Like the fountain.
What in the world?
No, John. And we're a little behind, just like we are in the Super Box on Sundays when we watch the NFL.
Yep.
A couple of minutes behind.
Yep.
In the bubble. We're a couple of years behind. Chris going to be Black Panther.
Again?
What are you talking about?
I love it.
He was like Minecraft last year. What are you talking about? He wasn't Black Panther last year.
Okay, so this was...
He was a creeper from Minecraft last year.
Wasn't he Black Panther 2 years ago, though?
I don't think so.
I think he might have been. He was a hero. He was a hero. But he was not Black Panther.
No, he was not. Okay. I'm fairly certain of that.
Well, it's a good year to be.
It's a good year, though.
I mean,
any year is a good year. And we're doing it in tribute to Chadwick.
We lost Chadwick.
You understand that?
Yeah,
43
no,
years old, lost him to you. It's in tribute to Chadwick.
I have no issue with Black Panther. I have no issue with that
You
whatsoever.
Better not have an issue.
You're not sitting across from Clay Travis here who would say.
I know. I can tell
already. He needs to be Blade or something like that.
Exactly.
I'm not going to do that for you.
Would say that movie meant nothing to no one.
No, exactly. No, it obviously had a great impact. It's a great costume. Did you get online or something? Or you didn't go to Party City or anything? What'd you?
Faith got that.
Okay, she took care of that.
She handles all of that, Joe.
Okay, well, I'm excited. He should be excited. Are you? What you got going on, Brad? Anything going on over your household?
Baseball tournament.
Okay, so a baseball. So
we're in Tupelo.
No trick or treating on Saturday.
So they are they're getting gift bags for the kids outside and gonna hand those out.
Gotcha.
You know these 12 and 13 year olds.
No question.
It's the over under of too cool for school.
You're exactly right.
You're right there at that age.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so they don't dress up.
No, you're exactly right. It's not cool.
You know, you're bordering on teenage years.
You're exactly right.
It's really you this means the most to Halloween, and you're not getting to do your annual party.
No, we're not doing it this year because obviously COVID. And
we know why.
I just
you look forward to this every year. Last year we went through
to see John in his beast outfit,
and I actually did a lot. I did it up last year because I had like a graveyard. My man Chris came through, and we put together a graveyard outside, so it was big time.
That's unfortunate. Can't do that.
But you know, you just feel it's not the time, right? I mean, you don't want to be responsible for a super spread type event, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.